This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
At the dawn of the 21st century, Michael Flatley, the Lord of the Dance, created a beautiful film of incalculable cultural value. An action-packed remake of the old classic Casablanca for the modern age. For reasons unconfirmed, this film has been hidden from the public. But by trawling through the 2020 auction of Mr. Flatley's personal items, we found enough of the script to deliver you the masterpiece as it was originally intended. This is the Bootsy Boys' Michael Flatley's Blackbird.
Looking for something worth dying for?
Dancing hot sex man, adventure romance. He will kick several Nazis and get in your pants. He's got two guns, looks young for his age. He's the fucking Blackbird!
Previously on the Bootsy Boys, Michael Flatley's Blackbird. Our hero, Mick Blackbird, was warned by a Frenchman.
I'm warning you, Mick. SS General Markov is here visiting the garrison today.
And threatened by a German.
I am threatening you, Mick. You must not join your old friends in a dashing caper of some sort.
Who was then in turn reassured by a Mi'kmaq.
I am telling you the words that you need to hear in order to feel better about the situation, General. I hung up my trademark weapon, two guns, years ago.
Welcome to the Bootsy Boys, Michael Flatley's Blackbird, Episode 2. You can lead a blackbird to water, but you can't make it drink.
Meanwhile, in Mick's bar and lounge, Sam entertains the patrons as he tends the bar and lounges.
Check it out! I'm lying down!
Whoa, that bartender is laying down, throwing cocktail bottles and somehow catching them behind his back.
Mick's bar truly is the place to be.
And check it out, a lady just walked in.
Wow, that's what I call a top-class broad.
A top-class broad has entered. She turns heads as she delicately and sexily strolls to the bar with the confident air of a sexy love interest. You wouldn't notice the age gap between her and Mick.
Hello, Sam.
Holy shit, Miss Isla! It's been years since you and Mick ended your stormy love affair. Let me get you a drink. Mickey Finn's on the rocks, right?
Oh, you remembered. Thanks.
You know, Mick's probably out on a sexual exploit of some sort.
Makes sense. I always said he had the charm of Sean Connery mixed with the look of a young Brando. Say, Sam, would you sing our song? The one Mick and I would make love to?
Oh, gee, Isla, I don't know if I can remember the words.
Oh, come on, Sam. Play it once more, Sam. Replay the thing you played before, Sam. Repeat that thing you played in the past at this present moment again, Sam.
Okay.
Yo, listen, here's the story about a little guy that lives in a blue, blue world. And all day and all night, everything that he sees is just blue like him. Inside and outside, blue his house with the blue little window, a blue Corvette, and everything is blue for him and himself and everybody around. 'Cause he ain't got nobody to listen. Blue, dabba dee, dabba die, ay, 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 ay.
Isla looks wistful, putting her mind back to a happier and sexier time.
Damn it, Sam, I told you to never play that song. It reminds me of the only woman who ever... Isla...
Hello, Mick. I hear you're still the same philandering sex goblin my mother warned me about.
Meredith always had a way with words. Sam, two Mickey Finns on the rocks. The general mentioned an old friend would be stopping by. He didn't mention they'd be so... nubile.
Oh, Mick. You always knew how to make me feel special. But enough about how alluring we both look. Tell me, are you still looking for something worth... dying for?
Oh, kid. I left all that behind me. These days, I'm much happier as the humble owner of this down-to-earth and incredibly exclusive nightclub.
Mick turns his head away and stares pensively. He doesn't notice as a sniveling man sneaks into the bar and gives Isla a weak kiss on the cheek, which is also too wet.
So, what are you doing here? You want to get back together with me? Just because I've become the man you always knew I could be? How shallow.
Make this small man is my husband.
Greetings, old chap. Adolf Laszlo.
Husband? You married this?
Here's a fresh one, Mick.
Thanks, Sam.
I'm actually quite brave, and I really hate those blasted Nazis. I am also English. Have you told him yet, Isla, about our plan? Not yet.
Mick, we're putting on a musical.
But it's not just a musical. It's also a cover for our plan to kill many blasted Nazis.
It's bound to be a dashing caper, Mick.
Well, I hope the two of you have fun with that.
We certainly will. See, it's about this fascinating character. He's named after the blackest of all black birds, the Raven. Everyone knows him as the world's greatest Irish dancer, but secretly, he's a secret agent.
I based it on someone I once knew.
He certainly sounds familiar.
Yes, it was some former dynamo lover of yours. And there's this delightful love interest, Elsa, she's called.
She has to leave him out of fear for what will happen to him. But then one day she walks back into his life when she finds a way to save the world. Even if it means Blackbird. I mean, Raven. Even if it means Raven will find something worth dying for.
Sounds stupid.
Well, you must be the only one who thinks so. Plenty of important Nazis want to see it.
You seem very excited to be impressing Nazis, Adolf.
It's very funny, the thing that you're saying. But considering that I am actually the one who hates all of the blasted Nazis.
We want to impress them because it means we can get a bunch of them in the same room. This is where you come in. We want you to play Raven. See, in the final scene, Raven will shoot all of the Nazis in the crowd.
Shoot them what? A kiss? A furtive glance? No way I could do that.
No, I...
Shoot them a vicious glare? Shoot them a new suit? That doesn't even make sense. Don't be ridiculous.
Shoot them, as in kill them, with two guns.
Well, I could easily do that, but no, I'm out of the game.
Oh, but Mick, we need you. You're the only person who's both a world-class entertainer and a ruthless killer secret agent whose trademark weapon is two guns.
Oh, come on, Isla. You know I had to give all that up. I never want to be part of a team again. Besides, I've got a podcast now. It's sponsored by Squarespace. And a website. It's built by Squarespace. And a bar. This bar. Squarespace aren't involved in the bar yet, but I'm confident we can work something out. I sent them an email 5 days ago, and I thought they responded, but I actually got a different email, and then I got a notification.
Let's go, Isla. I want to get a Fanta. See you around, Mick. And remember, I really hate those blasted Nazis.
Later. Fanta. I'm sure it's nothing. I'm off to my back office to drink the hardest liquor we've got in this joint. Sam, bottle of Mickey Finn's, if you please.
If you ever change your mind.
Isla gives Mick a card with a phone number. Mick turns it over to reveal the words, "Something worth dying for," and a silhouette of a blackbird.
My old calling card.
I never did understand why you had a calling card. I really need you, Blackbird.
Mick stares at the card and takes a swig from the bottle.
I don't go by that name anymore.
Next week on The Bootsy Boys, Michael Flatley's Blackbird. Trouble brews as Isla spots some dastardly Germans.
Look out, Blackbird! It's the Nazis!
Will Mick's new companions help him?
Oh God, I'm so scared.
Will Mick crack wise?
Shut up, Laszlo. It's Nazi fighting time.
All this and more in episode 3 of The Bootsy Boys, Michael Flatley's Blackbird.
The Bootsy Boys, Michael Flatley's Blackbird is a Head Stuff production presented by Mob Theatre Dublin. The show was written by the Bootsy Boys, directed by Mikey Fleming, edited by Michael Sullivan, and it was performed by Edwin Salmon and Finbar Doyle, featuring the Bootsy Boys. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at the Bootsy Boys. If you'd like to support our podcast endeavors and access bonus content, consider becoming a member of Headstuff Plus at headstuffpodcast.com. And if you like this podcast, please share it with a friend, especially if that friend is Michael Flatley. Please tell him about it. Even if you're not friends, just please tell him. Thank you.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.